All right, good morning. I'd like to call the Osage Nation Health and Social Services Committee emergency meeting to order. The time is 11:18 a.m. We are going to go until 12 p.m. today. The first item on our agenda is prayer. Speaker Pratt, would you please render us a prayer for our meeting?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings you bestow upon all of us, my family, my friends, my colleagues, our Osage Nation. We just thank you for all that you are, all your protection and love and guidance. And I ask that you be with those incarcerated and touch their hearts and remind them that we are their people and we are praying for them, we're remembering them, for those suffering from addiction, from those in mourning and hearts are hurting. I just ask that you comfort them in their time of loss and need. And please just lay your healing hands on our community and keep us safe and heal those who are suffering. And just continue to protect us and guide us as we walk through life. And I ask all these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Speaker Pratt. Madam Clerk? Do you need a moment?
Nope. I was just going to shut a door, but I can wait.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Speaker Pratt. Here. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Just wanted to thank everybody to be able to quickly get this meeting together. And we're going to go ahead and go through the agenda. We've had some legislation reported back to this committee, and we have received some other information that goes along for support documentation. And we just wanted to make sure that we are all, everybody has their questions answered, and that we can continue to progress with these pieces of legislation. I also had a chance to send a note out to a few to all the board members, and it looks like we do have some that have signed on for attendance. But I want to thank the committee for being willing to meet so quickly. And so what we're going to do at this point is go on with the agenda, and then Madam Clerk, when you get back and ready, I was wanting you to take the list of names that are participating today when you have the time. Thank you. So the first item is ONCA 20-60, an act to amend the limitations on expenditure of health revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Well, I guess today, because we've already had discussions on this before, I just need to know what questions are out there regarding these bills. Why it was requested that they come back.
So is that, you posed the question to the committee?
Mm-hmm.
I believe Congresswoman Rivard did have some questions. Is she just next door?
Yes, I can give her.
Thank you.
I will say, Chair, if we get into some discussions with, because I think the questions that were posed to me had to do with locations and property and that sort of thing. So I think that has to be an executive session.
Okay.
So we get to those types of questions.
Okay. I did have an executive session on here for us to be able to utilize. So if we feel like we're getting there, we can just definitely slow down and go and have, and we can entertain the motion. Congresswoman Good Fox.
So I did have a board member say last night that they didn't want to get out of downtown. They wanted to stay on the hill. So then I was like, well, how many other board members feel that way? So, well, then why are y'all looking at the whole downtown area?
So they can hear you because they can't hear you.
Okay, so I had a board member last night tell me that they didn't even want to go downtown. They wanted to stay up on the hill. And so then I wondered, well, do other board members feel that way? And then I was told that Congresswoman Lemon had requested a resolution for the board to make it, I guess, to say where they wanted to go. And as I understand it, that resolution has never been done. I don't know if the board is split. I don't know if just one person feels this way, but it is a big move. It is a lot of money being spent. And so I would prefer to, you know, to know where all the board members stand on. If they're split, then I think a resolution probably is in order for them to at least, so that we know where they stand, whether it's 3-5 or 3-2, like majority rules, they're going downtown. But it made me a little bit uneasy to hear one person say, I don't even want to go down there.
Well, that'll have to be answered by the board.
So if I could give a little bit of insight, I did attend a meeting electronically, and there were questions. Even Speaker Pratt, I believe it might have been myself who made the gave the example that board resolutions that do come to us, and the example that was given was that if the gaming board is wanting to go forth with a measure, parcel of land, whatever, they do a board resolution. Now, Congresswoman Stabler, and so that was mentioned at that meeting about a board resolution in support of this purchase and the changes that are in front of us. And so a few days ago, Congresswoman Stabler said that Dr. Shaw had called and wanted to know what resolution that was wanted or needed. And she and I really didn't get to finish that conversation that day here, to my recollection. And so, but what I understood to hear at the meeting that I listened to was that, you know, does the board know about the changes that are coming with this legislation, and are they aware of it, and are they in support of this change? And so it's not just to best of my knowledge, it's not just the purchase of the land, it's also, are they in support of the changing of the third party revenue reclassification and the changing of the health construction fund? So it would have been an all-encompassing, you know, piece. And I do apologize for not finishing that conversation with you that day, Congresswoman Stabler. So if that helps it at all.
Not really, but I mean.
No, I mean, I did, that's what did happen. Because you mentioned that I requested a board resolution, and I gave the example that that's normally what does happen, so that we know here confidently with a piece of documentation that the board has voted on a resolution. And it's not like just in the minutes, even though I did ask for some things to come to us because we didn't have a board resolution. And apparently there's some information in some minutes, which I haven't received yet, but it just happened yesterday. The request for the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
Again, that's the board.
Yes, so who is that speaking?
Congresswoman Big Horse.
You have the floor, sir.
Yes, I just had a question. And Congresswoman Rivard, I don't know if she's available or not, but she had made mention, I thought, that she had question, or she was waiting on information about our construction loans, and something about this legislation, possibly, there's some, I know there's some covenants in that loan document. And I know that they are going to be probably revisited after the first of the year. But right now, we can only do so much. So I kind of wanted to hear from Appropriations Chair Rivard.
I'm here, Scott.
Yes, before you came in, thank you, Congressman Vickhorst. We do have an executive session on the agenda if we feel like we need to go there. I just wanted to let everybody know that that's, if we get to a point where it's a confidential proprietary matters. But you have the floor, Congressman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. You're correct. What I don't want to do is to have a conflict with what the gaming board may be doing, and I would probably prefer to talk about that in executive session because I'm just trying to get caught up on the information. I understand that the board has agreed to build a new clinic, but I have questions, and although the bills that Congresswoman Stabler has in front of us may not affect that, what it is we're doing is we're saying that we're going to swap or purchase land to build a clinic. And I understand the other day when we spoke in the committee that I had asked if we'd already have a loan in place to build the clinic. And I was told that no, we didn't. And so it just seems like we're going, taking a step to purchase land and we don't even have the loan secured for the construction of the new clinic, and we also don't know how that will affect our current loan that we have with the gaming, with their operation. So I think I feel more, I'd feel better if I knew all the moving parts and clearly understood them, and that's my concern.
Madam Chair, Walker.
I'm sorry, Congressman Walker.
I would feel a lot more comfortable if we would move into executive session.
Yes, the chair will entertain a motion.
Was that your motion?
Motion to move into executive session.
Second.
To discuss confidential and proprietary information.
Congresswoman Goodfox made the motion. Congresswoman Stabler seconded. Discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Yes.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. We are in executive session.